Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Zichru Shabbos Daf Kuf Ches. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Huna said that one may write tefillin on the hide of a kosher bird. Rav Yosef asks, what's the novelty of this ruling? It can't be to teach you the birds of a hide, as that we already know based on the Mishnah earlier that teaches that one who bruises beasts and birds is chayiv. So Abai said to Rav Yosef that Rav Huna is actually teaching a great deal, for we would have thought that the hide of a kosher bird is not valid for tefillin since a bird's hide is full of holes. Rashi explains that the hide is whole since it's perforated by its feathers. Abai explains that the holes are not problematic because, as they say in Eretz Yisrael, a hole which ink passes over and doesn't sink into is not considered a hole to render the parchment unfit to be used for tefillin. Point number two, when Rav arrived in Babel, Shmuel told Karna to test Rav. So Karna asked Rav 3 questions, the third one being, where is it derived that bris mila is performed on that place, referring to the male member? Rav responded that it's learned from a Gezer Shavah from the Parsha of Orla, where it states, Orla so, it's blockage. Just as Orla refers to something that produces fruit, so too bris mila, which has the word Orla so, refers to something that produces fruit. And the Gemara notes there's an identical malchokas among the Tanaim. Rabbi Oshia brings this Gezer Shavah, whereas Rabbi Nassan states that the Gezer Shavah is not necessary. According to Rabbi Nassan, the proof comes from the Pasuk, Va'arl Zachar Asher Yimol es Basar so, a blocked male, the flesh of whose blockage is not circumcised. This teaches that circumcision is performed on the place of the body where the difference between the male gender and the female gender are recognizable. And point number 3, the next mission, the parak, deals with the derabban of making salt water on Shabbos. The Tanna Kamma says that one may not prepare brine, which is called hilmi, but one may prepare salt water for dipping bread or adding to cooked food, meaning one may make a small amount. Rabbi Yossi challenges the Tanna Kamma since brine should have the same halacha regardless of the quantity. He therefore says that making salt water is permissible if one adds oil to the water or to the salt before he mixes the water and salt together. And Rashi explains that mixing the oil in first weakens the mixture of salt and water, and even though it also weakens the mixture if it's poured in afterwards, doing so is forbidden because putting the salt and water in first resembles the malacha of ma'avid, of tanning. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rav Huna said that one may write tefillin on the hide of a kosher bird. Rav Yosef asks, what's the novelty of this ruling? It can't be to teach the birds of a hide, as that we already know, based on the Mishnah earlier, that teaches that one who bruises beasts and birds is chayiv. So Abai said to Rav Yosef that Rav Huna is teaching a great deal, for we would have thought that the hide of a kosher bird is not valid for tefillin, since a bird's hide is full of holes. And Rashi explains that the hide is holes, since it's perforated by its feathers. Abai explains that the holes are not problematic, because as they say in Eretz Yisrael, a hole which ink passes over and does not sink into is not considered a hole to render the parchment unfit to be used for tefillin. Point number 2, when Rav arrived in Babel, Shmuel told Karna to test Rav. Karna asked Rav 3 questions, the third one being, where is it derived that bris mila is performed on that place, referring to the male member? Rav responded that it's learned from the Gezer Shavah from the Parsha of Orla, where it states, Orla so, it's blockage. Just as Orla refers to something that produces fruit, so too bris mila, which is the word Orla so, refers to something that produces fruit. The Gemara notes that there is an identical machlokas among the Tanaim. Rabbi Oshia brings this Gezer Shavah, whereas Rabbi Nassan states that the Gezer Shavah is not necessary. According to Rabbi Nassan, the proof comes from the Pasuk, Va'arl Zachar Shol Yimolas Basar Laso, a blocked male, the flesh of whose blockage is not circumcised. This teaches that circumcision is performed on the place of the body where the difference between the male gender and the female gender are recognizable. And point number 3, the next mission, the Perek, deals with the Derabbanan of making salt water on Shabbos. The Tanna Kamma says that one may not prepare brine, hilmi, but one may prepare salt water for dipping bread or adding to cooked food, meaning one may make a small amount. Rabbi Yossi challenges the Tanna Kamma, since brine should have the same halacha regardless of the quantity. He therefore says that making salt water is permissible if one adds oil to the water or to the salt before he mixes the water and salt together. And Rashi explains that mixing the oil in first weakens the mixture of salt and water, even though it also weakens the mixture if it's poured in afterwards. Doing so is forbidden because putting the salt and water in first resembles the malacha ma'abed of tanning. All right, so now we go to Sim for Kuf Ches, and we had a lot of takers here. We had kleptomaniacs and pickpocketers and a gun of taking stuff, Korach taking the people, a stingy taker. Uri Berger from Woodmere said an undertaker. We had the Bahar family from Amat Beit Shemesh, a takeaway. Barry Saffron from Bergenfield, New Jersey said take it or leave it. We had a lot of kichels, we had kochol, and we had a lot of Merkahani kachnikim were suggested as well, and many more suggestions. But I'm going to go with the suggestion that came from Mordechai Slobin from Amat Beit Shemesh, and Nathaniel Jacob from Great Neck, who suggested a pickpocketer. So thank you, Mordechai and Nathaniel, for pickpocket, which is going to be our simon for Kuf Ches. So here goes. The pickpocket stole the chicken skin from the tefillin macher's jacket while he was distracted at the Suda's bris, dipping his bread in salt water. Once again, in slow motion. The pickpocket, pickpocket, that must mean we're on Daf Kuvches. The pickpocket stole the chicken skin from the Tefillin Macher's jacket, which reminds us, Rav Huna said that when we write Tefillin on the hide of a kosher bird, Rav Yosef asked, what's the novelty of this ruling? It can't be to teach you the birds of a hide, as that we already know based on the Mishnah earlier that teaches that one who bruises beasts and birds is chayiv. So Abai said to Rav Yosef that Rav Huna is teaching a great deal, for we would have thought that the hide of a kosher bird is not valid for Tefillin since a bird's hide is full of holes. And Rashi explains that the hide has holes since it's perforated by its feathers. Abai explains that the holes are not problematic because, as they say in Eretz Yisrael, a hole which ink passes over and does not sink into is not considered a hole to render the parchment unfit to be used for tefillin. So the pickpocket stole the chicken skin from the tefillin maker's jacket while he was distracted the Sudas Bris, which reminds us, when Rav arrived in Bavel, Shmuel told Karna to test Rav. Karna asked Rav three questions, the third one being, where is it derived that Bris Mila is performed on that place, referring to the male member? Rav responded that it's learned from a Gezer Shava from the parchment of Orla, where it states, Orla so, it's blockage. Just as Orla refers to something that produces fruit, so too Bris Mila, which is the word Orla so, refers to something that produces fruit. The Gemara notes there is an identical machlokas among the Tanaim. Rav Oshi brings this Gezer Shava, whereas Rabbi Nassan states that the Gezer Shava is not necessary. According to Rabbi Nassan, the proof comes from the Pasuk, Va'orl Zachar Asher Yimolas Basar Laso, a blocked male, the flesh of whose blockage is not circumcised. This teaches that circumcision is performed on the place of the body where the difference between the male gender and female gender are recognizable. So the pickpocket stole the chicken skin from the Tefillin Macher's jacket while he was distracted at the Sudas Bris, dipping his bread in salt water. Which reminds us, the next mission, the Perek, deals with the Derabbanan making salt water on Shabbos. The Tanakhama says that one may not prepare brine, heal me, but one may prepare salt water for dipping bread or adding to cooked food, meaning one may make a small amount. Rav Yossi challenges the Tanakhama since brine should have the same halach regardless of the quantity. He therefore says that making salt water is permissible if one adds oil to the water to the salt before he mixes the water and salt together. And Rashi explains that mixing the oil in first weakens the mixture of salt and water. Even though it also weakens the mixture if it's poured in afterwards, doing so is forbidden because putting the salt and water in first resembles the malach of ma'abed, of tanning. So once again, the pickpocket stole the chicken skin from the tefillin maker's jacket while he was distracted at the Sudas Bris, dipping his bread in salt water. All right, so now it's time for four blah bah chazara. Daf Kuftalad. So the Simra Kuftalad is codes. Here goes. To crack the code, that means we're on Daf Kuftalad. To crack the code and escape the room that was plastered all over with all base letters, which reminds us, the Rabban said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that young students came to the base of Midrash and said things the likes of which were not even said in the days of Yeshua ben Nun regarding the meaning and shape of the letters of the all base. For example, Aleph base stand for Aleph Bina, learn Torah. Gimel Dalet stands for Gomel Dalim, help the needy. The leg of the Gimel in the Sefer Torah is extended specifically towards the Dalet because it's the way of the one who bestows kindness to run after Dalim. The leg of the Dalet is extended towards the Gimel to teach that the poor person should make himself available to his benefactor and not make him chase after him. And the skipping Samach Ayin stands for Smoch Anim, support the poor. And another explanation is Simanim Asi B'Tor Ukneosa, make Simanim for the Torah and acquire it. So to crack the code and escape the room that was plastered all over with all base letters, one had to find the words Emes and Sheker, which reminds us, the student said the reason why the letters of Sheker are juxtaposed and the letters of Emes are spread out is to teach Shikra Shchiach, falsehood is common, while Kushta Lo Shchiach, truth is not common. The Maral explains that Sheker is always close at hand, but Emes is hard to come by. The students also explain that the reason why the letters of Sheker stand on one leg, meaning the letters Shin, Kuf, and Resh, all have one small base at the bottom, whereas the letters of Emes are set like bricks, meaning Aleph, Mem, and Tav, have either a two-sided base or a wide base, is to teach that Emes stands while Sheker cannot. So to crack the code and escape the room that was plastered all over with all base letters, one had to find the words Emes and Sheker and then choose the right letter to complete a sefer. Which reminds us, the Gemara seeks to identify the Tanna of a Braisa that taught that if someone wrote one letter and thereby completed a sefer, and Rashi says it's one of the 24 Sefer Tanakh, or wove one thread and thereby completed a garment, he's chayev. Rabbi Rav Huna said it's Rabbi Eliezer who says in the later Mishnah that one is chayev if he adds a thread to a previously worn garment. Rav Ashi says the Braisa could even be according to the Rabbanan who exempt a person from adding one thread because completing a garment or a book is different because it's considered a significant amount. Daf Kuf Hei. So the symbol of Kuf Hei is hacker. So here goes. The Russian hackers, that means we're on Daf Kuf Hey. The Russian hackers couldn't figure out the password was Anochi, which reminds us, the Gemara brings several instances of the Torah using abbreviations, Lashon Notrikon. For example, Rabbi Yochanan said the word Anochi from the Aseret HaDibros is an acronym for Ana Nafshi Ksivas Yahavis, I myself wrote and gave the Torah. The Rabban said Anochi is an acronym for Amir Ne'ima Ksiva Yehiva, a pleasant statement was written and given, and some say that Anochi should be expanded backwards. Yehiva Ksiva Ne'amani Memorea, it was given in writing reliable art statements. So the Russian hackers couldn't figure out the password was Anochi, so they tore their garments in anger, which reminds us, Rabbi Avin initially suggested that tearing a garment in anger is also an act of masakin, a rectifying act, and can make one liable at the Ka'avid Nachas Ruas Yitzro, since he's satisfying his Yetzihora by cooling off his anger. The Gemara challenges this notion based on a price that states in the name of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that one who in anger tears his garment or utensils or scatters his money should be in your eyes as one who is performing a Avodah Zorah, for this is the way the Yetzihora. Today it tells him to do this, the next day it tells him to do this, until it tells him to serve Avodah Zorah, and he goes ahead and he's Ovid Avodah Zorah, he serves it. We see from here that tearing one's clothes in anger is not a constructive act because it increases the strength of Yetzihora. So the Gemara concludes that tearing one's garment is only constructive in a case where the person is not inwardly angry, but is displaying anger to strike fear on the members of his household. So the Russian hackers couldn't figure out the password was Anochi, so they tore their garments in anger and mourned the loss of wise people that would have been able to tell them. Which reminds us, the Gemara addresses the importance of mourning good and wise people. It was said in the name of Bar Kapara, called Mori Dumo, so Adam Kasher, Akash Baruch Hu Sofrim Manichim Bebais Ganazav. Anyone who sheds tears for an upright person, Akash Baruch Hu counts them and places them in his storehouse. It was said in the name of Rav, Komitz Atzel Behespedo Shochachem, Rui Lekovru Bechayav. Anyone who acts lazily over giving a eulogy for Chacham is fit to be buried alive. Daf Kufav. So the Simfer Kufav is a cub, is a tight walker walking on a thin line, a thin cub. So here goes. The tightrope walker, that means we're on Daf Kuvav. The tightrope walker holding fire was nervous about falling and wounding or burning the spectators below. Which reminds us, Rabbi Abo taught a brace that states, Kol makalkling baturin chutz mechovu umavir. All who act destructively are putter, except for one who wounds a person or burns something. The Gemara points out that this contradicts our mission that states, all inclusively, Kol makalkling baturin. All who act destructively are putter. The Gemara answers that the brace is going according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that a person's chayav for wounding and burning even when those acts are purely destructive. His source for wounding is based on the fact that Torah permits bris mila on Shabbos, which implies that for ordinary wounding, one is liable. His source for burning is that the Torah prohibits burning a bas kohen who committed adultery on Shabbos, which implies that ordinary burning makes one liable. So the tightrope walker holding fire was nervous about falling and wounding or burning the spectators below that were watching next to an enclosure of trapped deer, which reminds us that the next mission of the parak introduces the Machlokas Tanaim regarding the malach of trapping. Rav Yehuda says one is chayav achatzus for trapping a bird by driving it into a closet or deer by driving it into a house. The Chachamim disagree with Rav Yehuda regarding the deer and say that it's also considered trapping if one drove it into a garden, courtyard, or enclosures, which are beivarim. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that not all enclosures are the same and introduces the following rule. Mechusar tzeda patur she'enu mechusar tzeda chayav. If the animal still lacks trapping, meaning that it's still difficult to take hold of, then one is patur. If it doesn't lack further trapping, then one is chayiv. So the tightrope walker holding fire was nervous about falling and wounding or burning the spectators below, or watching next to an enclosure of trapped deer, many of them sick, lame, and old. Which reminds us, Abai asked Rabbi Yosef to clarify the difference between two cases in a brisa, where it was stated that one who traps a blind or sleeping deer is chayiv, where one who traps a lame, old, or sick deer is putter. Rabbi Yosef replied that blind and sleeping deer are prone to slip away when they sense a person is there, whereas the lame, old, sick deer do not. Rav Sheshes further clarifies that another brisa stated that one is chayav for trapping a sick deer was referring to a deer sick with fever that can run away, therefore by catching it, one is trapping the animal. However, the brisa that states that one is putter was referring to a deer sick with fatigue, which is not able to run away, and therefore it's considered as if it's already trapped. Daf Kuf Zayin. So the symbol Kuf Zayin is couscous. So here goes. The person eating couscous, that must mean run Daf Kuf Zayin. The person eating couscous, who was overjoyed when he found out he was completely exempt from lancing his boil, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Kupaturi de Shabbos Pater va'aser lebar mahani t'las. Any place where the halacha states pater, it means that one is not liable midaraisa, however, it is still forbidden midarabban, except for the following three cases where the word pater means pater even midarabban. If one person sat in a doorway and blocked it completely, trapping an animal, and then a second person came and sat down beside him, even though the first person got up and went away and the doorway is now being blocked by the second person, the first person is liable and the second person is completely putter. The second case is Hamapis Morsim B'Shabbos. If one punctures a boil to remove the pus, he is putter. Rashi explains that he's not liable d'oraisa since nothing has been rectified, and no d'rabbanan was enacted in this case either because the person is in pain. And the third case is one who traps a snake on Shabbos so that it will not bite him is putter. Tosfos on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph explains that the case where the snake bite is not life-threatening. If it was, then it would be permitted to kill it on a d'oraisa level. So the person eating couscous, who was overjoyed when he found out he was completely exempt from lancing his boil, lost his appetite when a bruised sheretz got trapped in his bowl. Which reminds us, the opening mission of the 14th parak states that one who traps or bruises one of the 8 shrutzim that are mentioned in the Torah is chayev. One is not chayev for bruising all other shkatzim or ramasim, all other vermin and crawling things, since they do not have hides, as Rashi explains. But one is chayev for trapping them. This is provided he needs them for some positive reason, like an ingredient for medicine. Rashi explains that the reason one is chayev for trapping these 8 shrutzim is that they are typically hunted. He provides 2 possible reasons why bruising them is forbidden. Bruising is either a tolda of shechita, since one is taking the life from that part of the animal, or it's the malach of tzoveh of dying, since the animal's skin is discolored by the bruise. So the person eating couscous who was overjoyed when he found out he was completely exempt from lancing his boil lost his appetite when a bruised sheretz got trapped in his bowl and killed a louse. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi explained the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabban whether one is chai for killing a louse on Shabbos is based on their understanding of the rams whose hides were used for the construction of the Mishkan. Rabbi Eliezer learns that just as killing the rams involved the taking of a life, so too the prohibition applies to anything whose killing involves the taking of a life, which would include a louse. The Rabban hold that just as rams reproduce, so too the prohibition applies to anything that reproduces. Therefore, one is not liable for killing lice since they do not reproduce. Rashi on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph says that they grow spontaneously from a person's skin, and the Aruch HaShulchan explains that they do reproduce, but since their eggs are too small to be seen by the naked eye, they are regarded as halachically non-existent. All right, now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos. Number 1, which Daf do when the one is not chai for trapping a sick, old, or lame deer? That's on Daf. Kufbav, good. Number 2, which Daf do we have machlokas regarding killing a louse on Shabbos? That's on Daf. Kufzayin, good. Number 3, which Daf do the one is chai for adding one letter to complete a sefer in Tanakh? That's on Daf. Kufdalet, good. Number 4, which Daf do the one can use chicken skin for tefillin? That's on Daf. Kufches, great. Which Daf do we learn that one is chai for writing an unintended short word like shame from Shimon? That's on Daf. Kuf Gimel, good. Number 6. Which Daf do we learn the proper response is to the loss of good or wise people? That's on Daf. Kuf Hey, good. Number 7. Which Daf do we have machos regarding making salt water on Shabbos? That's on Daf. Kufches, good. Number 8, which Daf do we discuss the status of a thin wall of a Rishus Yachid? That's on Daf. Tzadites, good. Number 9, which Daf do we learn about the 3 cases where one is completely putter? That's on Daf. Kufzayin, good. And number 10, which Daf do we learn that there are abbreviations in the Torah like the word Anochi in the Aseres Hadibros? That's on Daf. Kuf Hey, good. Now we go to the 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos. Number 1, which Daf do you and what the 18 brachas in Shemona Esrei correspond to? That's on Daf. Chavches, good. Number 2, which Daf do you and the 2 people can make the 3rd person join their Zimun? That's on Daf. Mem Hey, good. And number 3, which Daf do you and the Makor for Lechem Mishnah? That's on Daf. Lamatas. Excellent. All right, that concludes our pop quiz, plus the 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.